In the recent couple of weeks, there's been a definite military buildup around Tripoli, with forces affiliated with Fateh Bashagha gathering and mobilizing on the outskirts of Tripoli. In return, the PM Dbeibah has gathered forces. They were on high alert. So I think tensions have been quite high for a couple of weeks now. These clashes erupted early, around 1:30 a.m. local time, between these rival militias, and things escalated quite quickly. We saw forces affiliated with the parallel government led by Fateh Bashagha advance towards the west of Tripoli. They also advanced in the south of Tripoli, which saw clashes erupt in and around the capital. We saw that escalate into a serious conflict. Heavy artillery, shells landing in densely populated areas with no regard to life. Just from a few shots being fired to heavy artillery being used, it shows you how quickly things can escalate. The UN, the US, the UK have all called for an immediate cessation of the hostility. And as a sigh of relief for many people here in Tripoli, we saw forces gathering in Misrata, a large convoy which was headed towards Tripoli, affiliated with Bashagha. They decided to go back to Misrata. Now the forces that entered Western Libya, our military sources are telling us that they're beginning to return. So we are seeing a sigh of relief, but things can escalate very quickly here in Libya due to the fragile security situation and the political differences. Libyans want the political elite to stop fighting on the streets, causing death, injury, and destruction among the civilian population. They want to see an end. They want the differences to be settled on the negotiating table, and they want elections to be held as soon as possible because they're fed up with political elite at the moment.